Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, and the readings are from Cycle A.
This is a week of journeys. Actually, Jesus' whole life was a journey. He came to where we are to take us to where he is. Jesus came announcing, repent and believe the gospel. He asked not for an examination and for guilt, but literally a journey into a new way of thinking. Be converted, or literally change your way of thinking. He pointed not to some distant kingdom of heaven, but God's kingdom breaking to the world now for those who see. It's a scandalous kingdom. It's no more than a wild weed, a mustard plant. It is slimy like yeast. It's God's topsy-turvy world where all that we hold dear is questioned. Jesus offered us what we do not want. We wanted a kingdom of wealth, glory, and power. He called us to forgiveness, love, and service. He called us to become God's heart. It's a scandalous gospel still. In a time where many want to make America great, we should give thought to what greatness is in God's eyes. Jesus is more political than most want to hear. He challenges the very presuppositions our society values. We're still enamored with the wealth, the glory, and the power, as if it washed down over all of us. They're just tools, not ends. He challenges us to live a different set of values that gives God the glory by how we live for others. Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem. Imagine it, the area swelled to over 2.5 million. This was a powder keg waiting for a spark. The Jewish leaders feared it, and the people feared it, and the Romans, they feared it too, and their wrath was ready. Jesus was intentionally provocative. He came as a strange king. He came as Zechariah's king riding the foal of an ass. So what's the point? A horse is an animal of war, while a donkey is an animal of burden, an animal of peace. The horse was a message of fear, the donkey an assurance of peace. Kings, when they came to town, when they came riding that donkey, that ass, was assuring the people he came with peace. Greatness is not the war we would wage, but the peace we would bring. Timely image for our day. In Jerusalem, there is a chapel, Dominus Flavit. The Lord wept, and looking over Temple Mount, it was there the Lord wept over the future plight of Jerusalem, because the people would not learn the ways that make for peace. Humanity still hasn't learned. He journeyed to celebrate the Passover, the Feast of Freedom. Wine made it glad. Song expressed their joy. Dancing made it alive. But for Jesus, it was a Feast of Freedom still to come. He described their betrayal. One feels the abandonment he embraced, the comfort he wanted from them, the support he yearned for. But in that moment, he makes an act of hope. He gives himself away. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood of the covenant. He asks them to drink the life given for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus journeyed further into the depths of human brokenness, our brokenness. Taking the form of a slave, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even to death on a cross. At 2,000 years distance, we don't feel the shame. He went further. He embraced even our feelings of forsakenness. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus goes into God-forsakenness precisely to bring God there. But you can't understand his words. You can't understand the opening of Psalm 22 unless you know the rest of the psalm, which every Jew would have known. Because what was a moment of darkness became an incredible moment, a decision to trust the Lord of all life. You who fear the Lord, give praise, all descendants of Jacob. Give honor, show reverence, all descendants of Israel. For he has not spurned or disdained the misery of this poor wretch. He did not turn away from me, but heard me when I cried out. I will offer praise in the great assembly. My vows I will fulfill before those who fear him. The poor will eat their fill. Those who seek the Lord will offer praise. May your hearts enjoy life forever. In the depth of darkness, Jesus commits himself to the Father and to the joy in the life the Father would bring. Will you?
Let us stand in faith.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.